When the trial is over, but even beloved of God, in the middle of that trial, God wants you to put the act of faith by rejoicing in Him. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord for all of us. No matter what challenges this week, just smile. Know that it's been taken care of. The Bible says in Hebrews 4, the words were finished before you were born, before the foundation of the world. My beloved son, the works were finished before you were born. That problem is already taken care of in Christ Jesus. Amen, beloved of God. That's the word of faith for us. I hope you write it down in your memory, amen, throughout this week, that the works were finished before the foundation of the world, before that problem arise. Jesus has already completed that work at the cross. Amen. Now we want to take advantage of that finished work. Amen, beloved of God. By not worrying about that problem anymore. If you are concerned about that problem, it's okay. Just bring it up to the Lord. But not in a frantic way. Amen. Know that the works were already finished. Lord, we thank you for the anointing that destroys the yokes, the oil of gladness throughout this week. Amen. You know, beloved of God, you who believe are insulated. You are protected. The Lord is smearing that oil of gladness to everyone who desires this oil of anointing. So, beloved of God, can you lift up your hands to the Lord like you are receiving? Receive the anointing. Oh, before the Lord, I want this anointing too. Father, right now in Jesus' name, everyone under the sound of my voice, the Lord is smearing the oil of gladness right now. If you don't want this anointing, don't lift up your hands. But if you do, throughout this week, that oil is going to protect you from the damaging
problems because of that stress in Jesus' name. Okay? Father, we are ready to receive. Amen? Praise the Lord. Just you know, if you know how to speak in tongues quietly, speak in tongues to the Lord and just ask the Lord, Lord, I want this oil of gladness, Lord. Father, we want this oil of gladness to be smeared from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet throughout this week. So that there'll be no insects. There's no pestilence that can come near our dwelling place because of your anointing. In the name of Jesus, receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Everyone in this place, everyone under the sound of my voice, if you believe, you can see Jesus applying the anointing oil of gladness in your mind, in your heart, so that whatever challenges this week, you will still be full of joy. You'll still be full of peace. Amen. Now, if you receive this anointing by faith, whether you feel anything or not, give Jesus the clap offering of glory. Come on. Amen. We receive that anointing right now in Jesus' name. Man, that anointing is worth than $1 million, beloved of God. I want to let you know that anointing is what destroys yokes.
Amen.
Man, if I dismiss you right now, you got your money's worth just by that anointing. I mean, that anointing of gladness is the same oil that Jesus was anointed with. The Bible says Jesus was anointed with the oil of gladness above His fellows. So above your colleagues, amen? Above your schoolmates, above your neighbors, because you hear this gospel and you believe in Jesus doing this for you, beloved of God, I want to let you know that oil is going to stick for the next 7 days. Have you ever had like a very fine quality frankincense? I have frankincense at my place. I like the smell of frankincense. Man, it's a high quality one. It's not some oil that has been diluted with water. Okay? It doesn't last that long, you know, if you find a cheap one. The real frankincense is the one that's highly concentrated. And what I've learned about expensive oil is that it can last for a long time. And beloved of God, what Jesus has anointed us with today is the kind of oil of the finest degree that you cannot purchase with your money. You cannot purchase, amen, with any self-efforts on your part to earn the blessing of this oil of gladness. This oil of gladness is available only by grace through faith. And I believe everyone in this place, as long as you don't resist, you say, yes, Lord, I believe what Pastor Henry is saying. I believe that oil of gladness is mine. It's going to keep me in peace. It's going to keep me in a positive attitude. Amen. In the face of that enemy, God has already prepared a table for you. That's in Psalm 23. God said to King David, David, all right, I have prepared a table for you. Man, what a good Jesus we have, amen? It's like He's the waiter. Sit down. I have prepared a table for you. Don't you love Jesus?
Oh yes, hallelujah.
I mean, there is no king in this world that will wait on you like a waiter. But He did. Because He said, Marcia, I have prepared a banqueting table for you. A luxurious spread. But not in the absence of your enemy. The Bible says, David, I have prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemy. So what is your enemy, beloved of God? Is it that pressure that you sense of making sure that you work harder, otherwise you're going to get left behind by the competition? Man, Pastor, you don't know what's going on right now, Pastor. You don't know what's going on with my business. The sales has gone down this past few months, Pastor, because of competition. Right? Now what do you do? What do you do, beloved of God? The natural tendency is to worry. Right? Man, I gotta scheme my way here. I gotta manipulate my way. Alright? Maybe put a little bit of false advertising, right? To try to lure people for my products, for my service. Man, you don't have to resort to cheap means. God says, I have prepared a blessing for you, a table for you, in the presence of your enemy, in the presence of your competition. I can still bless your socks off without you having to resort to cheap means. Amen? God does not want you to be common, beloved of God. The whole teaching, right, that we've been enjoying all these years on Jesus, our holiness. What is the opposite of holiness? Is being common. The people of this world, they are common, right? They worry easily, right? They are terrified easily, right? With a little news that has been many times, you know, kind of like being exaggerated by the news media. Because that's how the news sells, right? Bad news sells. They're not going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we should be thanking God for the prosperity in our country. The job market, you know, is really doing really well. The unemployment rate has gone down, right? You know, all those things, right? It's like, man, who's going to read the news? Right? So many times those bad news amplifies, right, the natural tendency for us to be common like everybody else, to worry on the face of the enemy. But God says, don't be afraid in the face of that slow sales, in the face of that economic challenge in your life. Sit down. Allow me to serve you, even to the simplicity of Pastor Henry's sermons. Amen? Hallelujah. God is serving you right now. Through my words, Jesus said, sit down in the presence of your enemies and allow me to wash your feet. Amen? God loves you so much. He wants you to have a good foot washing. Amen? Have a good foot washing to let you know, hey, don't allow dust, amen, to linger in your mind. Right? Dust is a picture of condemnation, right? And many of you who have been in this church for quite some time, right, you're doing really well in guarding your heart against condemnation. Because you've been hearing, you know, messages that literally saves you thousands and thousands of dollars in all kinds of health challenges and problems that could have been caused by condemnation. So we ought to be thankful for the Holy Spirit, right? Yeah, come on, let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Amen. You know, and again, the Lord uses the simplicity of a pastor preaching. So your heart is insulated against the common problems of condemnation, right? But something that I want to let you know, right? the condemnation is that deep root, right? It's like a weed in your yard that is really nasty. Have you seen like a weed that is really nasty, that has a really, really deep root? It's kind of hard to pull it. You know, you kind of have to use your shovel, kind of trying to take out that weed. You know, that kind of weed? Do you have that kind of weed? Okay, that's like the condemnation, all right? But, listen, there are weeds. They are not that serious, but there are plenty enough of them that makes your yard looks pretty nasty. There are weeds. They're not necessarily deeply rooted weeds, right? Some of them are pretty easy. You can pluck them up. But having a lot of them is enough to make your yard looks like it's not well maintained. How many of you know what I'm talking about, right? Now, what are these weeds, Pastor Henry, that you are referring to? They are the weeds of worry. And I'm not making this up, beloved of God, all right? You know, these weeds, okay, the cares of life is something that Jesus warns us about. You know, in two Gospels, I mean, there's got to be a strong emphasis here, right? In the Gospel of Matthew, remember the story of Jesus preaching, you know, by the mountainside, you know, the wonderful passage about the Beatitudes, and then, do not worry, look at the birds in the air, your Father cares for you. That's in the book of Matthew, right? And then that's repeated again in the book of Luke. Now, when it's repeated twice, right, God knows that this can be a challenge for His people. Is not a deeply rooted problem like condemnation, but it's the worries of life. Those sometimes little tiny foxes, okay, that ruin the vineyard, that ruins your joy. And God wants to deal even with those small tiny foxes. Amen? And God wants to set you free today by the washing of His Word. So the dust that God is talking about is not just the dust of condemnation, but also from those tiny speck of dust of worries and worries just by being in this world long enough. Amen. You need to take a shower. You need to take a shower, because sooner or later it can get pretty dusty. Amen. But God says, even though you are in this world, you're not of this world. In other words, you can live in this world victoriously, in a holy way. The opposite of holiness is being common. God does not want us to be common. God wants us to be set apart, special, right? You are in this world, but you are not of this world. Amen? That means I'm gonna make you my special people. All right, I'm going to make you into the kind of people where, in spite of the presence of that trial, in spite of that problem seems to still be hanging at this time, you have not found the resolution to that problem. God says, I want you to be special in the midst of that challenge, in the presence of your enemy. I still want you to sit down and enjoy the food, the banqueting table that I have already prepared for you. Amen. That is being holy. Amen. That is what makes you special. That is what makes you undevourable. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen? So everyone under the sound of my voice today, I want to encourage you, beloved of God. Jesus has become our holiness. So we are special. We are in this world. Again, we're not of this world. Now, what does it mean specifically? That means God wants to give you the kind of peace unlike the peace that the world gives, beloved of God. Do you remember John 14:27? It was one of the darkest hours in Jesus' life and in the lives of the disciples when Jesus was about to be betrayed, right? Do you remember what Jesus said in John 14:27? By the way, that's one of the key verses to be able to walk in divine health. So, those note takers, John 14, 27. All right, that's one of the key verses. The other verse is in Romans 8. Which verse? You got to study it yourself. That's your homework. Okay? So there are two verses. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you. I want you to do your own Bible study. I'm not going to keep on just spoon-feeding you, all right? I want you to have that strong appetite for yourself. I already gave you one clue. John 14:27. I give you a bullseye verse. And another one is Romans 8. Now you have to figure out which part in Romans 8, because that's a pretty long chapter. Okay? But I already gave you one clue. Alright? That was in the darkest hour of Jesus' life. He was about to be betrayed. Alright? And the disciples were very afraid. They were very afraid. And this was the word of Jesus that I believe will be the word for you also today. Right? Because you have been smeared with the oil of gladness, right? Now here's the word that's going to keep you, all right, oily. That will keep you well oiled throughout this week. In spite of whatever heat or challenges that might come your way this week. John 14:27. Peace I leave unto you. My shalom I give unto you. All right? It's not like the kind of peace that the world gives. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, beloved of God, there is a part for you to play here. It's not works. I'm not talking about works. I'm talking about a deliberate attempt on your part to let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Because if God can let not your heart be troubled, He would not tell you, let not your heart be troubled. He cannot let not for you. That is your choice. That's what makes human beings, human beings. You're not a robot. That's why the blessings of God, they have to be received by grace through faith. Faith is persuasion. Okay? In the Greek, it's the word pistis. Say pistis. Pistis, that's the word faith in the Greek language, and it means persuasion. So your heart needs to be persuaded that this problem has been taken care of by Jesus and by my Heavenly Father. So I will let not my heart be troubled, and I will let not my heart be afraid, because I have faith in Jesus. I am persuaded that this problem has been taken care of. Amen. So that's your part, that faith part. Amen. Is to continuously stay in Jesus' shalom by letting your heart to remain, amen, in His shalom. And let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. Beloved of God. Man, I'm telling you. Wow, what a gourmet food that we're enjoying today. Amen. Man, I'm telling you, beloved of God, you are blessed. You know, you are really, really blessed. Right? Like I said, not just with common blessings, uncommon blessings, holy blessings. Amen. This is gourmet, holy manna here that we're enjoying. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved of God, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. So, we got wonderful appetizers today. Amen. Beloved of God. The oil of gladness. That was a big one. Right? If you can see the oil through the eyes of faith, you'll see yourself well oiled. you know, just well oiled, drenched from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet with the oil of gladness. And it's an expensive oil. It sticks. In fact, if you continuously meditate on this oil of gladness, my friends, even that neighbor, that friend that might be depressed, the moment you touch that person, you're pretty oily, you know. You are pretty contagious. That oil of gladness is going to spread to bless those around you. Amen? So maintain that posture of faith. Father, throughout this week, let the oil of gladness, amen, oil of gladness, even during the worship, during the start of the worship, what did Jesus said today, just now? The joy of the Lord shall be your strength. Amen? The joy of the Lord shall be your strength. Let Jesus be your oil of gladness. Amen? Let Jesus rejoicing over you be the source of your strength. Amen? So that was the first appetizer. And then the second big one was one of the secrets for walking in divine health. From John 14:27. Right? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. It's not like the kind of peace that the world gives. You know the kind of peace that the world gives? It depends on your circumstances. Right? If you're listening to a very relaxing music, if you are in a peaceful environment, then you feel peace. Right? But the peace of the world, you know, vaporizes very quickly. The moment you got that phone call, ring, ring, okay, and then they say, we need you to come now here, we got an emergency, whatever. There goes your peace. But God says, you can be busy, busy, busy. You can be a firefighter, right? Or whatever job that you are in that might be pretty, you know, intense. You can have the peace that is out of this world. Amen? That is not dependent on the circumstances. Whew, hallelujah. Somebody, praise the Lord. Amen? God is so... Yes, let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Amen. Well, if you have not been blessed, then your wood is wet. I mean, if you're not happy, your wood is wet. The Holy Spirit has done an awesome job. Amen. Man, I want, you know, services at Life Giving Church International to be more and more full of the Holy Spirit and just the, you know, just now the appetizer, we enjoyed the oil of gladness, amen. And then we also enjoyed the awesome teaching on the shalom peace of Christ. Man, I wish more people get to listen to the message that you're listening. So, beloved of God, I want to encourage you, if you know any loved ones that you believe will be blessed by today's message. Amen. I encourage you to email them, all right, or text them. Amen. To check out, you know, wonderful resources that we have on our website, right? Which is available on your phone. If you have, you know, data plan or whatever, you can always go to lgci.info and click on download audio sermon section. Man, because I'm telling you, you know, we need the encouragement of the Holy Spirit. We need the Word of the Holy Spirit to continue to build us up, to encourage us, amen, to fix our eyes on Jesus no matter what. Amen, beloved of God. So I want to encourage you, you know, if the Holy Spirit says, go back to some of the previous teachings, right, on lgci.info that has been a blessing to you. Amen. Enjoy listening to the same message again. Amen. If you have the CDs, that's even better. You know, you can turn on the CD that the Holy Spirit wants you to review again. Because it could be the first time you listen to the message, amen, your mind was like, did I turn off the stove? Or did I lock the door today before I leave? And then you missed the blessing that Pastor Henry was saying. You just nod your head, but you kind of like, what did he say just now? Okay, you just missed it, right? So the Holy Spirit may say, hey, go back to the message, say, 2 Sundays ago. Man, the message 2 Sundays ago, the title is, Your Sins I Will Remember No More. Good. Yummy, yummy, good. Better than the best ramen. Amen. Better than the best noodle in town. I'm telling you, because it is so good to be reminded that your sins and your lawless deeds I will remember no more. And then your heart is established in the scripture, in the Bible. In other words, it's not just, man, Pastor Henry, you know, does a good job in making me feel happy today. Man, if I only make you happy for the next 2 hours, I'm no different than a cheerleader. A cheerleader can make you happy, you know, as long as hey, okay, as long as you are entertained. Amen. You know, you come to church not to be entertained, right? You come to church, right, to be established in Jesus, who is your new identity now, right? You're not defined by your circumstances, right? Because circumstances can be up and down, up and down. If you tie your identity and your worth based on, let's say, if you own a business, when your sales goes up, you feel, oh man, God loves me. And then when your sales goes down, God doesn't love me. Man, that is not a very stable life. God does not want to have a yo-yo thing. So when you come to church, it's not to be entertained. When you come to church, it's to be reminded of who you are, your identity in Jesus Christ, and to be so established in the Word, the Gospel, that the encouragement of the Holy Spirit today does not last only, you know, until this service is over, right? Your heart is established in the gospel that Apostle Paul preached, which is the gospel of grace. There is no other gospel. By the way, the word gospel means good news. So there are so many things that is labeled as gospel, okay? But if the message does not give you life and peace, does not teach you to behold Jesus, does not teach you to make Jesus your identity, even though you may have messed up, you may not have the best thoughts this morning, or maybe you just had a quarrel with your spouse, whatever, right? As long as you have Jesus as your identity, and you're reminded you are still righteous in spite of your mistakes, in spite of your shortcomings, guess what, beloved? That is the gospel. That is the good news to let you know, right? That you no longer have to be condemned for your sins and your mistakes anymore, because once again, your sins and your lawless deeds I will never remember. So go back to the message 2 Sundays ago. That was an awesome message. The title is Your Sins I Will Remember No More. Amen? As the Holy Spirit directs you to do. Man, I feel like I got a lot of anointing here. Amen? And I feel like you are just receiving, you know, the anointing of the Holy Spirit today. Alright? And I want to encourage you, beloved of God, that I believe you were born for such a time as this. Do you believe in divine appointments? For example, you can be in this church. It's by divine appointments. Right? It's not by coincidence that God has placed you in this church. Okay? It is the divine appointment. And I want to let you know that your life has a destiny. And that destiny is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That is your destiny. That is what God is wanting to fashion you. Alright? To frame you. To be more conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. And there is no other person that is more beautiful than Jesus. There is no other person that is more
prosperous as Jesus, that is happier than Jesus, that is more blessed than Jesus. Am I right?
Amen.
Jesus is the highest of all. He is the King of Kings, the Bible says, right? And He is the Lord of Lords. And guess what, beloved of God? He's such a good loving Prince. He's not satisfied just to be the King and the Lord. He wants you to partake, to be a joint heir with Him. He wants you to be able to sit on the same table as the King Himself. What a good God. What a good Jesus that we have. Amen, beloved of God.
Amen.
Do you sense how special you are? How regal you are? Amen? Just being at the right place, at the right time, right here in the house of God. Amen? By divine appointments. By divine appointments. God has a special word for you today. It's by a special divine appointments, I believe, that the Holy Spirit has brought you here. Amen, beloved of God. So make sure you have a listening heart. Amen. Make sure your ears are in tune to what the Holy Spirit is about to share with you today. Amen. Because it's really, really going to bless you today. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you blessed or are you blessed? Amen. Now, I'm going to convince you even further, all right, of how blessed you are to be living at such a time as this. All right? Even to be born into this world at such a time as this is a very exciting time. We are born during the time when the biblical prophecies thousands of years ago are fulfilled in our lifetime. In the eyes of all the believers, we can see Israel came back as a nation back in 1948. Something that had been prophesied long, long time ago. So we are excited whenever we see all kinds of wonderful biblical prophecies that is already beginning to be fulfilled.
Amen.
Because what happens, all right, to the natural Israel will happen to the spiritual Israel as well. The Bible says, if you belong to Christ, you are Abraham's seed. In other words, a true Jew is not a Jew that is born after the flesh. Apostle Paul says, a true Jew is the one who is a Jew inwardly, that is circumcised with the circumcision not made with human hands, but with the circumcision of the Holy Spirit. In other words, you are the true Israelites. Amen. You are the true seed of Abraham simply by faith in Jesus Christ. And when we see, amen, good things happen to Israel, we ought to rejoice.
Amen.
We ought to be thankful. All these things are happening at such a time as this, the time that we are in. What an exciting time, amen?
Yes,
are you happy to know that the Lord will return soon?
Amen.
2,000 years ago, He said, I will come back soon. Amen. Now, if 2,000 years ago is soon, how much more sooner, if I may excuse my English, how much more sooner it is today that the Lord is going to come back at any given moment. Amen? That's why God says, don't neglect the time of coming to church. But let us encourage one another, the Bible says, especially as the day approaching, the Lord is coming back for you, the beloved bride of Christ. Are you happy or are you blessed? Come on, let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Amen. We're living in an exciting time. Amen. The world may seem to get darker and darker, but in the kingdom of God, in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will shine.
Amen.
You will shine. You will shine brighter and brighter because you are all children of light. So let your light shine. Did you learn something during the start of the service? of the word hallelujah that you probably have not heard before anywhere. Right? That the word hallelujah does not mean only praise the Lord, praise the Lord. When I study the word hallelujah, it comes from two different words in the Hebrew. One is hallel. Say hallel.
Hallel.
The other one is Yah. Say Yah.
Yah.
Yah is where we got the word Yahweh. Right?
Amen.
And hallel, the first meaning is not praise the Lord.
Right.
Hallel is to shine. Say shine. So when you put that together, hallelujah means that Jesus shine in my situation.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
All you need is the wisdom of God. Amen? All you need is the wisdom of God. And let Jesus shine on that situation.
Yes.
And then you know how to deal with that problem. Alright? Beloved of God, I want to let you know. Sometimes, the solution to that pain in your joints can be as simple as taking a simple supplement, for example. I'm just giving you an example, alright? Now, I'm not advocating people to take vitamins and supplements unless the Holy Spirit tells you to do. Alright? But I'm telling you, sometimes your miracle can come in the form of as simple as taking a supplement that the Holy Spirit has put in your heart. I don't know what the supplement is. That's between you and the Holy Spirit, right? But all these times, you have been almost like a veil. You expect your healing to come only by some kind of supernatural, you know, miracle coming, you know, supernaturally. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. If that's your faith, it will be done according to your faith. But how many of you know that, right? God does not want you to remain in that state of pain. Right? If you are having problems receiving your healing, God says it's no condemnation. In fact, it's better to rely on God's wisdom so that the problem does not have to return again. Right? And you don't have to rely upon miracle in your life. Healing upon healing in your life. It's better to walk in the wisdom of God where you never experience that pain to begin with. And it could be as simple as take that supplement. Don't be condemned as Christians. Well, Pastor, if I take that supplement, that means I don't have enough faith in the Lord, because that's a natural thing. But many times, God uses natural means to make it supernatural. Do you remember how Jesus fed the 5,000? He is God. He could have rained down the bread from heaven. Why did He ask for bread from a little boy? He took the natural means, a little boy's lunch. What a good God. What a humble God to give credit to the little boy. He does not try to draw attention to himself, try to get credit to himself. When one of the disciples says, here's a little lad, he's got some, you know, bread and fish. Jesus said, I can use that. I can use that simple natural bread and fish, and I'm going to give thanks to the Father. Amen. And the result? Supernatural. Right? So, beloved of God, I don't know. I did not plan to say that. I did not plan to say that. But it could be, whether here, my audience, or who happened to listen to this message later on, really needs to hear. Amen? That there is no condemnation, all right, for taking supplements or even taking medication. There is no condemnation. Amen? If that's what God tells you to do, you have to take it by faith. Because it takes as much faith for that drugs to work, right, without side effects, as it is to receive your healing by the laying on of hands, for example, right? Both takes faith to do that. So there is no condemnation. Amen? Either way. And I want to let you know, beloved of God, again, the message today is going to really bless you. So I want you to put your listening heart, okay? And by the way, if I speak too long, The door is open on the back. So go grab your lunch and listen to the message later, once it's put online. Because for the longest time, I feel bound. I'm concerned about time. What if someone has errands, you know? You will not offend me if you leave earlier. Because I understand people have errands, they got things to do. But at the same time, I don't want to shortchange you from receiving the fullness of the Word of God because I'm too concerned about the time.
Good.
All right, is that okay?
Amen.
Deal, LGCI, can you give Pastor Henry the freedom to preach my heart out?
Absolutely.
Yes?
Yes.
Because with good food, all right, you'll be very healthy. You're very happy. And I believe there's good meal. There's a good gourmet food today. All right? And if I have to use the slide, I will. If I don't, I don't. I just want you to be blessed. I really want you to be blessed.
We want to be blessed.
Man, do you believe that you are in one of the best church in the world?
Amen.
Yes?
Amen.
Yes? Come on, let's give a clap offering. Come on. I want to hear it. If you believe you're in one of the best churches in the world, amen, you clap your hand. And that's awesome. Now, with that belief comes the special uncommon blessings that God wants to share with you. Okay? So I'm going to start with this next slide. Hebrews 10:18. Once sins are taken care of for good, there's no longer any need to offer sacrifices for them. I already mentioned before in the two messages prior that anybody who is dealing with tendencies to be depressed, this is one of the important verses in your arsenal to remember that once sins are taken care of for good, there is no longer any need to offer sacrifices for them. In other words, beloved of God, God wants to let you know there is no more punishment. There is no more punishment left. There is no more sacrifices needed on your part. Because all of your punishments have been absorbed at the cross. Now, it seems to be a basic knowledge. Again, well, Jesus took all my sins. But the solution for depression is found at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have the revelation that all of your sins had already been punished at the cross, and you no longer have to offer sacrifices again, you no longer have to offer, you know, your own body to be subject to punishments again, then that tendency for depression will flake off automatically. Because the power to break depression, again, is found at the cross. You can write it down, you can memorize it, you can take my word to the bank. The solution for depression is the revelation. I say revelation, not a head knowledge. Well, I know that, Pastor. Or, you know, I have watched, you know, someone, you know, share the same thing. But has it become a revelation in your life? I'm not talking about head knowledge, okay? And how do you know something has become a revelation in your life? It's when that truth that you have been meditating start to bear good fruits in your life. In other words, if you used to be depressed a lot, all of a sudden, you have peace, okay? You're not depressed, but you might still be depressed. Alright? But it's not as often as it used to. That's a clear sign, beloved of God, that you are beginning, okay, to have a deeper revelation of the cross, of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you hear what I'm saying? So God wants to set you free. Jesus said, whom the Son sets free, He is free indeed. Okay? Whoever of you, whatever challenges that you're dealing, but specific here, this verse is geared towards depression, which is a major problem in our society. Alright? It's a major epidemic. Alright? And money cannot solve it. Fame cannot buy you the answer to that depression. All right? So, beloved of God, remember Hebrews 10:18. All right? And when I say revelation, it means you've got to depend on the one who is so close to you, who lives in you and with you day in and day out. Imagine if your spouse ignore you, right? What did I just say? You're not really listening to me, right? I'm talking about someone who is even closer than your spouse, who is the person of the Holy Spirit in you. Beloved of God, when I say revelation, think of the Holy Spirit. All right? Can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
When Pastor Henry or any pastors tell you, you've got to have the revelation, this is the revelation that will set you free, immediately think of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit has been given to you, Jesus said, to reveal you all truth. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Alright? So, this verse is saying, the days of your depression is over. Say goodbye to that depression. Now, listen, beloved of God, every one of us at some point in time may still be tempted by the depressive tendencies. But you don't have, all right, to give in to that temptation to be depressed, right? And the Holy Spirit has revealed unto us Hebrews 10:18 from the Message Bible as part of the arsenal, the weapon. Did you know that the Word of God is like a sword? The Word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword. And so I encourage you to allow the Holy Spirit to make this word today to be a revelation in your life. Alright? Practically, beloved of God, you cannot be established in the revelation of the Holy Spirit if the time that you spend on entertainment, on those things, alright, is out of proportion with the time that you spent with the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Apostle Paul put it this way, all things are lawful. That means, you know, watching TV is lawful, watching movies is lawful, because it says all things are lawful. But not all things are expedient. Not all things are going to make you into the next millionaire, for example. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes, amen.
Have you been robbing yourself, okay, of your inheritance, right? Because we're not putting priority on what the Holy Spirit wants us to focus on, right? And we're kind of doing our own thing, right? I do it my way. Well, my way is not good. Okay, many times. My way, okay, is not good. But the Holy Spirit's way will always give you life and peace. Life and peace and the kind of blessings without any hangovers. Amen. Hallelujah. The kind of blessings that will not sting you afterwards. Okay? There's no price to pay for you to enjoy the life and peace of the Holy Spirit. It's a pure grace, life and peace. Can you believe that we can live a life that is relatively, I say, underline, relatively stress-free? Do you believe that? We can actually live in today's internet society where everything happens like this, a bomb went off, boom, you get it on your phone. In a matter of, what, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, right? In today's society where there's so much things going on, you can actually enjoy a life that is relatively stress-free. Stress will always be there. I mean, you live in this world long enough, stress will always be there. But I'm talking about a relatively stress-free life. If I can give you a picture of faith, it's like outside is stormy weather, cold snow, hail storming, and you're inside this restaurant with fireplace, cozy, with delicious food smell, and just people are just chit-chatting, just having a good time. That's what I'm talking about. It's not the absence of the stress, but in the presence of that stress, you can see that storm. You can see that snowflakes. You can see the snow. But you are in this restaurant. You are in this cozy place. That's what I'm talking about. The kind of life that is relatively stress-free. Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen? Where the stress of life, alright, does not cause you to miss out on the life and peace that Jesus wants you to enjoy, beloved of God. And again, all of this comes by revelation. And what did I just say? Whenever Pastor Henry or whoever is the pastor that you're listening talking about revelation, think about the Holy Spirit immediately. Because, beloved of God, all right, without the Holy Spirit, you cannot see the truth. Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. It is for this very purpose that God gave you the Holy Spirit to live in you and with you, is to reveal unto you the truth. And the revelation is always based on the truth of Jesus and what He has done at the cross. So the Holy Spirit will never, listen, the Holy Spirit will never point your faults. Some people have a wrong misinterpretation. The Holy Spirit is given unto us to be like a Jiminy Cricket. Have you watched that movie Pinocchio? Well, you don't do that wrong thing. Right? Do the right thing. Make sure you do the right thing. Don't do the wrong thing. No, the Holy Spirit has not been given to us to be another conscience, because you already have a conscience. Right? And when God says the Holy Spirit will be there to convict sin, it's not to convict the believers. It is to convict the people who have not yet put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Holy Spirit is working actively, amen, to convict the world, not the Christians. Amen. Study carefully in the book of John, to convict the world of only one sin. Because the word sin there is not sins. Jesus did not say the Holy Spirit is convicting sins, plural. In the Greek is singular, only one sin, and that is the sin of not believing in Jesus. I hope you are secure in knowing this, right? The Holy Spirit will never point your fault. Hey, you've been sitting around, you know, too much, that kind of stuff. Many times it's not the Holy Spirit. Many times it could be your own conscience telling you to do something, right? But it's not necessarily the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is there for you, okay, as your best spouse. And I encourage you, beloved of God, sometimes there are things even that you don't feel comfortable sharing with your best buddy, because it's too personal. Maybe there are things that you are afraid of, and you don't want to burden your spouse, right, to share that. But I want to let you know, there is a friend that is closer than a brother, the Holy Spirit in you, that you can spend time and pour out your heart to the Holy Spirit. And beloved of God, The Holy Spirit will remind you of Hebrews 10:18. Once sins are taken care of for good, there is no longer any need to offer sacrifices for them. Okay? As you spend more time with the Holy Spirit, talking to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I'm afraid about this. This, you know, my hand is a bit stiff lately. I don't know what's wrong. Is this something, arthritis or some kind of joint muscle issues? Holy Spirit, I don't know what's going on, but I cast my cares on you, Holy Spirit. I believe it's healed. You know? And you share your honesty, even your fears and your worries and your anxieties. And the Holy Spirit will remind you again, Hebrews 10:18. Once sins are taken care of for good, there is no longer any need to offer sacrifices for them. Perhaps that pain in your joints could have been caused by you receiving condemnation in your life. Well, Pastor, I'm listening to Christian radio station, you know, a lot. Well, it does not mean, right, that there is no room for improvement to continue to guard your heart against all forms of condemnation, right? Because the Holy Spirit will remind you, you don't have to hurt yourself anymore. That pain in your hands, that pain, whatever the symptoms that you're experiencing, it will automatically go away, even without medication, as you allow the peace and the joy of the Holy Spirit to rule in your heart. Do you understand, beloved of God? So, spend time with the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to give you a deeper revelation, again, of Hebrews 10:18, and you can kiss goodbye to that depression. I'm done with it. Adios. Bye-bye. My Savior has already purchased for me, right, a life and life more abundantly, and that does not include depression. Amen? So it's time to possess your inheritance, a life and life more abundantly. Are you blessed or are you blessed?
Blessed.
Yes? And if you know how to speak in tongues, boy, keep on fanning into flame. Amen? Keep on fanning into flame. Even as you're listening to sermons, when you're listening to sermons, right, the Bible says you can pray in tongues at the same time, right? Because when you pray in tongues, the Bible says your mind is unfruitful. That means, you know, you are just resting. Sometimes you don't know how to pray. The Holy Spirit will help you pray, right? This is the rest. This is the refreshing. Oh, Rabashindarama. Just pray in tongues as you study your Bible or maybe listening to this message. Amen? And all of a sudden, that depression just flakes off. All of a sudden, that pain in your hands is miraculously healed without pain reliever. Alright? All of a sudden, man, my dependency on these drugs, on this medication, becoming lesser and lesser. And again, there's no condemnation for taking pain relievers or medication, right? But you've got to have the goal that I'm not going to be dependent on it, right? This is only a temporary thing. It's not a condemnation thing, but you've got to allow the Holy Spirit, all right, to give you hope again. Life-Giving Church International, you're not growing older. You are growing stronger in the Lord. The Lord is going to renew your strength. The Lord is going to renew your youth like the eagles. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Because you are uncommon. You are deserving the best blessings. Right? So, beloved of God, we all want the blessings of a life that is vibrant, right? Full of youthful energy, right? We want a life that is happy and blessed, right? But when you see someone, maybe a pastor that you admire, right? And you see the pastor, boy, I wish I can be happy like that pastor. I wish, you know, I can have a life more abundantly like that pastor. Let me tell you, one of the secrets of that pastor, of why he can live such an abundant life in spite of pressures and challenges, when you look at his personal life, right? Likely he had spent a lot of time spending time with the Holy Spirit. So what you see is just the outward fruits of his life. And I want to let you know, beloved of God, don't allow yourself to be robbed of this intimacy, joy that you cannot get with any human relationship. There's no human relationship that can ever substitute the kind of intimacy and satisfaction that you can really enjoy with the Holy Spirit, with your loving Heavenly Father, with Jesus. One thing about Jesus that characterized Jesus' ministry, like I shared on the last week's message, is the fact that Jesus is very cool. If Jesus were to show up in person in this room, right? And you have crying babies in this room, I believe the babies will immediately just calm down. Amen. There is such aura. Yeah. There is such princely coolness beyond Hollywood coolness or whoever is the star kind of coolness about Jesus. He was never rushed. He is amazing. Do you remember the story of Jairus' daughter that was dying? Jairus was like begging Jesus, "Oh Lord, please come and heal my daughter." Right? He had time to talk to the woman that touched the hem of his garment. It is amazing. And by the way, with Jesus, death does not have the last word. Okay? Right? As long as the person wants to come back to this world, does not resisting the will of God to come back to this world, the person can be raised from the dead. Like what happened to my biological dad. He was dying. I remember he had this serious problem, and he had been in the ICU for many days, and the doctors are already kind of crossing their fingers, like, not good. You want to get out of the ICU as soon as possible. The longer you stay there, it's not good, all right? And so when I arrived to that ICU, I still remember it was a kind of sight that was ghastly. This is not my dad. Tubes all over. He could not even breathe on his own. They put a lung machine on him that... Man, this is not my dad. And I still remember till this day, you know, just the peace of Jesus, the coolness of Jesus that protected me in that room. It's hard to describe. You can only feel what I'm saying, right? Even though it was a ghastly picture, right? But there is such coolness that I believe Jesus insulated me, that not too long after that, after my dad at one time, he opened his eyes and he saw me, that I was there. I held his hand, and not too long after that, all right, according to my word, not even what God says, is what I say, because my sister was really, really down. My sister was like, "Oh, that may be gone at any moment now." Right? And then, because I've been spending time a lot, let me tell you, I've been spending time a lot that evening with the Holy Spirit. That's why I told you, spend time a lot with the Holy Spirit, okay? Spend time a lot with the Holy Spirit. I said this, and I believe it's a holy inspired word that caused my word to have such divine power. "Don't worry, sister. Dad is going to be out of this ICU in 2 days." And guess what happened? Exactly within 2 days, my dad was out. And the doctor says, "This is a miracle." Somebody give a clap offering to the Lord. So, beloved of God, I want to encourage you, spend time with the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to give you that revelation again of Hebrews 10:18. Once sins are taken care of for good, there's no longer any need to offer sacrifices for them. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Alright, let's stand up, church, as we're going to close the meeting today. First, I'd like to give the invitation to any of my audience who may not have received Jesus Christ into your life. I'm not going to assume that everyone is already born again. I'm not going to speculate that you have received eternal life by faith in Jesus. So if the Holy Spirit prompts in your heart to pray this simple prayer with me, because you're not sure that you are born again, now is your opportunity to pray this simple prayer to receive Jesus Christ into your life as your Savior once and for all, and never again have any doubt that you are eternally saved and you have eternal life. If that's you, whoever you are, it is not by coincidence that you're listening to Pastor Henry's sermon today. It's by divine appointment. Pray this simple prayer with me and receive eternal life. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you love me so much that you gave up your only begotten Son, Jesus, for me. So that as I believe in Jesus, I will not perish, but have everlasting life. So Jesus, right now, I receive you into my life. You are my Lord. You are my Savior from this day forward. I am born again without any shadow of doubt. And I will never lose my status as the beloved child of God, because I am a permanent member of your family now, Heavenly Father and Brother Jesus. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Beloved of God, if that's you, if you prayed that simple prayer, the Lord is now residing in your heart, and you are born again, saved eternally. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to have my ushers to pass the communion elements right now as we partake in the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus Christ. Beloved of God, this is how we can come boldly into the holiest place. It's because Jesus has shed His blood for us, and He has given us a new and living way through the veil of His own flesh, His body that was broken. And so, beloved of God, remember, your body does not have to grow older. Your body does not have to become sick. Your body does not have to die. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive your health, receive your healing, receive the life of Jesus as you partake in the body of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Let's discern His body, expecting life and health to manifest in our lives throughout this week, more and more. Now, beloved of God, pick up the cup. The cup is for the remission of your sins. Does not mean that you have to drink the cup and then God forgives you. No, He already forgave you. But you drink the cup in remembrance of Jesus, remembering that your sins and your lawless deeds I will remember no more, says the Lord. So let's drink the blood of Jesus by faith. Thank you for your blood, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's be in a posture of receiving the blessings of God throughout this week. Beloved of God, this is the blessing of God for you throughout this week. That if you believe, you will receive the blessings of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Life-Giving Church International, the Lord makes His face shine on you throughout this week. The Lord will give you favor that is uncommon. You will have the preferential treatment over your competitors throughout this week. The Lord will give you His blessings, and the Lord will bless you above all people, Life-Giving Church International. The Lord will cause your body to be stronger, healthier, and more alive with the Zoe life of God. You are blessed, greatly blessed, favored, highly favored, and loved, deeply loved. And it's the love of Jesus that will protect you from all fears and from all harms and dangers. So abide in Jesus' love throughout this week by the help of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, let's give a clap offering to Jesus. You have been the best audience in the world. Amen. You're dismissed. Thank you.